Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Marco Rubio was sworn into office today as Secretary of State. After taking the oath, Rubio reiterated his America First pledge as the nation's top diplomat.
Everything we do must be justified by the answer to one of three questions. Does it make us stronger? Does it make us safer? And does it make us more prosperous? If it doesn't do one of those three things, we will not do it.
Rubio says his top priority is the Gaza ceasefire deal and peace in the Middle East, along with helping end the war in Ukraine. President Trump has issued a record number of executive actions so far after taking office, including declaring a national emergency at the southern border and pardoning some 1,500 defendants in the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol. He also signed a directive to end birthright citizenship. Attorneys general from 18 states, along with the District of Columbia and the City of San Francisco, filing a lawsuit claiming the order is unconstitutional for the birthright limit. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Legal challenges regarding bills signed into law in the final days of former Governor Scott Walker's time in office will soon be heard by the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call is asking the court to rule on the so-called lame duck laws, which removed power from Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Call and gave the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee more control over the filing of civil lawsuits and distribution of settlement funding. A previous related ruling found the committee had been overstepping its authority. Wisconsin residents will have an easier way to file their state taxes for free this year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, residents will be able to use the IRS Direct File system for their state taxes after integrating the program with the WisTax state tax return platform. Taxpayers will be able to use the software to automatically import their W-2 and 1099s into the system. The individual tax filing season will begin on January 27th, and residents can check their eligibility and register through the system on the IRS Direct File website. The School District of Shell Lake Board of Education has approved two resolutions to propose an operational referendum. At a special meeting, the board approved one resolution to exceed the revenue cap beginning next school year and one resolution providing for a referendum election to do so. The proposed referendum will stretch 4 years, beginning with roughly $500,000 more next year and growing to over $1.7 million more in the 2028-2029 school year. The funding will cover programming, maintenance, and staff. The Superior Police Department has announced the arrest of a suspect in connection to a shooting incident on Tower Avenue. According to law enforcement authorities, officers responded to the 3800 block of Tower Avenue after receiving reports of a single gunshot in the area. When they arrived at the scene, they found a victim with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to his arm, and he was taken to the hospital for treatment. He allegedly told police the shooter was an acquaintance from the building, who was soon after located and arrested. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know. So I think it just depends on the player and where, what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Dangerously cold. With wind chills from 40 to 30 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 25 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. And light snow moves in late, with less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 7 below zero at our studios.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Chwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by author of The Meet the Parents Story, Laura Enright, and Meet the Parents creator, Greg Liana. Then herbalist Mason Hutchinson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, although a bit of a chilly one. Dangerously cold temperatures overnight in much of Wisconsin. Several school districts and universities either postponed or canceled classes. Most of those warnings expired about an hour ago, but that doesn't mean the temperatures are dramatically better. And if you're traveling across Wisconsin today, make sure the tank is full, the cell phone is charged, you have an extra blanket with you, some granola bars and water, just in case you get stranded, because it can get downright dangerous. Make sure, and you know, I know we all like to be tough in Wisconsin, and we are, but not so tough that your skin can't freeze within a couple of minutes. The wind chills, Mr. Zommers. That's what really gets you.
Even aside from that, so I drive a Kia from 2014. Mm. It has the infamous Kia Boys issue, where if you drive a Kia or a Hyundai from a range of years that isn't like a luxury model, you can hack it and basically hotwire it with the jump drive super
well, thanks
easily.
Thanks for telling us that.
So I have a steering wheel lock.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Is why I mentioned that. And it has metal on it. And I touched it today without wearing gloves yet. And it hurt a lot because it was very cold.
So, I hope you didn't put your tongue on it or anything.
I did not.
All right, good. We don't want any injuries, you understand.
But don't be like me. Wear your gloves.
Wear your gloves. That's great advice. Wear your gloves. Temperatures expected to moderate tomorrow, actually. It starts getting better, I think, in the 30s tomorrow across at least much of Wisconsin. So just bear with us. Bear with the weather as we're into January, but just be smart about it. Speaking of smart, we always appreciate Mr. Smart, Luke Mather, stopping by for Tuesday Tangent. See, you feel better after spending 30 minutes with Lukester.
It's true.
So many thanks to him for all the calls as well. Happy birthday again to our friend and ongoing contributor, site producer, videographer, Chris Geezy, celebrating a birthday today. So once again, a shout out to him and all those celebrating today. As a matter of fact, again, if you're a Wisconsin Badger fan like Todd, make sure you tune into the Civic Media app tonight. Or if you live in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center, you can hear it locally on your local station, over-the-air, broadcast radio. Nothing beats it. And if not, download the Civic Media app. You could do it for free on your Apple or Android device. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Wisconsin at UCLA tonight. Broadcast starts at 7:30, game time around 8 o'clock. So just be aware of that. And Badgers on a big roll. So we're really proud to be a part of the Badger Radio Network, along with Matt LePay and Brian Butch, a great team, bringing us the play-by-play tonight at 7:30
across the Civic Media Radio Network, Wisconsin at UCLA. Coming up a little bit here in a bit, and I think this got overlooked a little bit, by the way. A lot of people didn't see this Friday and over the weekend, understandably. Did you know that President Donald Trump launched his own cryptocurrency?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
Yes. As a matter of fact, yes. But right now, Jack's in the phone. All right, so hang on. We're going to do a what's worse in a second. Hold the music. Hold the orchestra. Because Jack and Merrimack, I just love saying that, by the way. Jack and Merrimack is calling in. Jack, you know what? We were talking a little bit earlier in the national championship college game from last night. The Ohio State University defeating Notre Dame 34-23. And a lot of people at The Ohio State University wanted to fire Ryan Day after they lost to Michigan again earlier in the season. Jack, thanks for calling in. You wanted to say what about these the coaches?
Well, yeah, first of all, I'll give you a little background. I am a former world-class athlete. I have one world championship in my event and one national championship and record also in my background.
Now, wait a minute. Stop right there. You've been called into this program for almost day one, and your modesty, your humility, you've never mentioned this. What in what sport? Tell us, Jack.
Okay, I was a swimmer, and wow. That's as far as I want to go at this
okay.
point.
All right. Go ahead.
In any case, my point is that at that level of competition, and I found this out when I actually tried to qualify for the Olympics. And I had an Olympic qualifying time, but due to an injury, was unable to make the team. In any case, at that level of competition, my point is, any team or any individual on any given day can win. Mm-hmm. It just depends on who's up in a particular point in time and to some extent, even the psychology of the coach at a particular time.
Yeah.
In terms of coaching, I also coached a women's swimming team for a couple of years and brought them from, I think it was seventh in the state that I was coaching in, up to second place in 2 years.
So wow.
coaching can make a big difference, but you also need talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to walk in and I had some very talented women that I was lucky enough to have swimming for me. Mm-hmm. And I knew how to get the most out of them.
Yeah.
That's what good coaching does.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Jack. And thanks for sharing that with us. I did not know that, as Johnny Carson used to say. So thanks for sharing. You're absolutely right. Thanks, Jack. Really appreciate it. And it gives me a good opportunity. I forgot to do this yesterday. A shout out to all the good folks at Ithaca and Weston High School back in Southwest Wisconsin. I was back home over the weekend. My dad, Jim Allball, was inducted into the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame. Speaking of coaches, was a coach at Ithaca for 5 years, then went on to coach at the university level, and then went back to high school at Shuttle High School and was an official as well. And, dad did a lot for folks in his role as a coach and very, very honored that the great folks of Ithaca Weston inducted him into the Wrestling Hall of Fame. And Jack is right. Coaches make a difference. But as my dad would tell you, Jack's right. It also is the player or whoever's playing for you, and also the families and the community and the administration. It isn't always just one person, but a coach can be an impetus into how you motivate people. So appreciate the call, Jack. Dave in New Berlin listening in, asking about our friend Chris Giese. Saying we have a Chris Giese question. Say, how old is Chris Giese? I grew up in Racine, and there was somebody named Chris Giese that I went to school with. I can tell you, Dave, it is not, I'm not going to, I mean, I don't have permission to tell you how old the Chris Giese I know is. He is not. I'm 55.
I was going to say, right. If Chris Giese is in his 50s, he looks damn good.
Right. Well, he looks good anyway. But no, he is not anywhere near our. He is a generation younger. So it's same name, different person. But that's fine. All right, 14 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for what's worse. Let's go.
the choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for what's worse. No prize money involved. Nothing to give away, per se. But you do get your opportunity to have your voice and your opinion heard across the entire state of Wisconsin. Civic Media broadcasting live every day, noon to 2 here, across 11 stations in Wisconsin. Largest privately owned broadcast radio network in the state. So if you want to say, well, I would like to tell people, well, here's your chance. Give us a call. The what's worse category, and this is great because very timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says, because I think, you know, especially when the weather gets cold, you think, well, I really don't want to go grocery shopping. You know, it's too cold. I'll make do with what I have. Like, for instance, my milk ran out. Well, my 2% milk from Organic Valley Dairy, by the way. Make sure you buy Organic Valley. I don't get anything for saying that, but it's just practical, friendly advice. So I had a little, I don't drink whole milk usually, but we had a little over the holidays and I had a little left. I'm finishing that up. I made myself a hot chocolate with Organic Valley whole milk last night. Mm-mm.
But that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was. But I need 2%. And so it was too cold. And so this is timely indeed. What's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? Grocery shopping or clothes shopping? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And we've talked about language, pronunciations, colloquialisms, as they say. And that brings up in this category as well, because being from Southwest Wisconsin, I put an SH in it. I say I'm going grocery shopping. And I know that's not, there's no SH in it. It's G-R-O-C-Y, grocery.
I think that maybe the first time I've pronounced it that way, even though I know it's the right way. Grocery is definitely what I've always said.
Thank you. I thank you, because I've always said grocery, but I know the correct way is grocery. It sounds weird to say that. So anyway, what's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? Grocery shopping or clothes shopping? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Julie, listening on WXCO, our great friends up there in Wausau, you can check out the Chad Holmes show. I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'll say it 1,000 times. The two hardest working people in the Civic Media Radio Network are Chad Holmes in Wausau and Phil Nee in Richland Center.
I don't think you can really dispute that, honestly.
No. I mean, those two guys are getting up before the crack of dawn, hosting local radio shows. Then they're hosting talk shows. Then they might go back on the air and for music. And then they're going out in the afternoon and evening to call high school sporting events and then getting up and doing it all over and doing that 6 days a week. So, I mean, you can listen to Chad Holmes locally on WXCO in Wausau every morning starting at 8 o'clock. But Julie says in Wausau, clothes shopping is worse. Everyone has to eat, but new clothing is optional. Unless you're shopping at a used clothes store, it is not earth-friendly and often ends up in the landfill. All right, very good. We'll have more of these when we come back. What's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, straight ahead on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We recently reported on presidential orders, including executive orders, and how they're used. Executive orders can also be used to revoke previous orders, and among President Donald Trump's day one orders was removing a policy of the federal government to promote access to voting. Trump's executive order, entitled Initial Rescissions of Harmful Executive Orders and Actions, terminated 78 of President Joe Biden's orders, including Order 14019, setting a policy for the federal government to promote access to voting. Biden's order, as noted on the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission website, quote, directed all federal agencies to consider ways to expand citizens' opportunities to register to vote and to obtain information about and participate in the electoral process. This included ensuring equal access for voters with disabilities and non-English-speaking Americans. It ensured voting opportunities for active duty military and overseas citizens and established a federal ballot tracking system to assist those voters. It created a federal working group to protect voting access for Native American voters, and it allowed time off for federal employees to vote and serve as poll workers. Although not included in the day one orders, Trump has also pledged to limit voting to Election Day only. We have more on Trump's day one executive orders at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiskCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiskCaregiver.com.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show of the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock on a Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. Chilly day out there. Bundle up. What do you dial up there, Mr. Sommers? Bring us back in.
Material Girl by Madonna. Oh, we're talking about
that
shopping.
Was the intro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very good. What's worse? Grocery shopping or clothes shopping? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today. And we are talking about this. For those that want to tune in on Facebook, we're back on Facebook today. Thank goodness. Zuckerberg unedited us. And Facebook, X, Twitter, at All Ball Show. Our handle is at All Ball, A-L-L-B-A-U-G-H, at All Ball Show. We're also on YouTube. You can catch us there as well. And we're talking on the, we call it the secret show, because, you know, we believe in transparency. So, I mean, during the breaks, it's not, you actually hear us being goofy.
Not every show does that. There are good reasons to or not sure, to. But every, we like to it. It's
each
fun.
Their own. I just think because I'm a media guy who's always loved media, and so I think we'll give people a little behind the scenes because I think people wonder. Well, is he really that smart? And if you tune into the YouTube channel, you find out. Well, not really. Well, you know, okay. So, but no. We like to have a little fun behind the scenes. Anyway, asking what's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping, and Zomers and I may have different opinions on this, but first, your opinions. Tyler, listening up in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, great station up there in Wisconsin Rapids. Tyler says, grocery shopping with 21 items in the 20 items or less checkout lane with a lady named Karina in line behind me tapping her foot impatiently. Yikes. That's very specific.
Yes, this is a very specific scenario.
Very specific. Apparently, Tyler's had a bad experience. Well, I mean, I'm never going to, like, count how many. If it's a 20 items or less, I'm not going to stand there and see as a person has 21.
I mean, what I do personally is if I have like five things, I'll go in that line. Otherwise, I'll just go in a normal one.
Yeah. For years, I've been the believer I'm going to go through the line with the person because I want to give people jobs. And so if I utilize that person, it's more likely that they'll have real checkout people. And also, I just like to talk to people. They check me out. I mean, the groceries, not me personally. Right. But, you know, more and more places are getting these. And the thing is with self-checkout, oftentimes it doesn't work. And then your light starts blinking. Then you got to have a person come over. And then I was at a place. Well, I'll tell you where. It was Cap Center Market. A few blocks from here, I stopped by a couple weeks ago. I got 6-7 items, and I did the self checkout, and it wouldn't go through. And then the friendly girl says, it seized up. You're going to have to go to a different one and take everything out and recheck it. I'm like, for heaven's sakes. So Tyler says definitely grocery shopping is worse in Wisconsin Rapids. We're asking, what's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? 855-752-4842. Mary in Wauwatosa says grocery shopping because it's less fun. Len, listening on WMDX in Madison, says clothes shopping is worse for me as I do it much less often and the price increases are more shocking. Well, that's a good point as well. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, have you been shopping up in Wisconsin Rapids? Are you this person that's tapping their foot in line?
No, I was just about to say. I said, you know what? Karina is not a very popular name. Really, and I do get impatient when people are going into the, and they're not reading, they have not common sense. Why you are in this line? Can you please read? But I agree. If it wasn't the same, we were in the same city, I would say it probably was me, I'm sorry. No. But...
it was not, it's on the other side of the state, so you're fine. It's another Karina.
Right.
So what's worse for you, grocery shopping or clothes shopping?
Grocery shopping. First, because especially now, every week you buy the same stuff.
Thank you.
Okay? Same stuff. But the price is different. It actually increases in prices every freaking week you go to the store. Then... they like to switch stuff on you, and you cannot find anything. Then you're going to find somebody in the aisle saying, hi, I'm looking for a bread. Do you know where the bread is? Yeah, it's in the same aisle with the water. Would I ask you if I knew where the water is? What happened with the aisle number for crying out loud? Don't you have map of your own store? No, it's incredibly hard. It's
Karina,
incredibly hard.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I love that's a beautiful take. You're right. You're right. That's what my mom says. She says, why do they keep changing everything around? It's always in a different spot. Right?
Well, right. No. There is a reason for it.
Well, sell more stuff.
Yeah. Yes, but I just get irritated and I get out of the store altogether.
I couldn't tell. Thanks, Karina.
You know,
have a great day.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. 855-752-4842. Carmella listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Carmella, what's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping?
For me, clothes shopping, but after hearing Karina, I'm kind of jumping on that thing. Everything she just said is becoming more and more frustrating.
Go ahead.
Clothes shopping, just because you can't compare. They usually go by name brand.
Right.
And then you have to go in each section. Like, I compare things. So right. I'm always, like, price checking. So it's a little bit more difficult and more time consuming when you're clothes shopping. But Karina's point, they're changing everything. Prices are going up. I mean, you might have, like, a salad dressing and you would think it would be by the mayonnaise or whatever. Mm. And then they have in totally two different sections or... Right. It gets frustrating.
I agree.
As she said, you ask people where they are, and it's like, I don't know. Well, don't you have a map? Don't you know? Right. And then they're calling three other people, and you're like, come on, I wanted to go.
Thanks, Carmella. Appreciate it. What's worse, clothes shopping or grocery shopping? 855-752-4842. Zomber and Sly will tell you our opinion on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. As Wisconsin struggles with a growing unhoused population and lack of available housing stock, rent prices are expected to continue rising as well. According to data from the real estate company Zillow, rent prices in Wisconsin are expected to increase at the 12th highest rate of any state this year. Experts say the dramatic increase in the price of a home is pushing more residents towards rental options, and supply chain issues during the COVID-19 pandemic slowed the pace at which the state was building new housing options to keep prices down. Wisconsin State Supreme Court candidate Judge Susan Crawford visited western Wisconsin this weekend for campaign stops. The Chippewa Falls native visited Rice Lake on Saturday to speak with voters about her background and the importance of the April Supreme Court election. Judge Crawford is running against former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, and the election will determine whether the court remains in liberal control or returns to conservative control, with issues like abortion access and the governor's veto power at stake. A Duluth animal shelter is looking for support from the community after a burst pipe forced them to close for a couple of days. Officials from Animal Allies say none of their animals were hurt in the Friday pipe burst, and they were able to reopen the shelter on Sunday, but a lot of important supplies were lost in the flooding. The shelter is requesting donations from anyone who's able to help replace some of those items that were damaged or lost, most of which includes administrative office supplies. Donations can be made online. A Barron County man was found guilty of hit and run involving death by a jury on Thursday following a two-day trial. The jury found 32-year-old Tyler Baker guilty of fleeing the scene after colliding with 37-year-old Charles Key on Highway M in August of 2023. Key was flown from the scene of the crash for treatment, but later died at the hospital from the injuries he sustained. Baker was charged nearly 1 year ago and is facing up to 25 years in prison and a fine of up to $100,000 when sentenced following the conviction. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills from 40 to 30 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 25 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. And light snow moves in late, with less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 7 below zero at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipowitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media radio network.
Pursuing truth
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up in a couple of minutes here, we're going to get back to a little politics here. A little bit lighter, but still very interesting, very important. Donald Trump launched his own cryptocurrency on Friday. Might be shocked how much he made off of it already. Going to talk about that in a minute. But first of all, we're right in the middle of What's Worse, our daily segment asking you all the important questions of the day. Your chance to weigh in across statewide radio and on the Civic Media app. What's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Zobbers and I will tell you ours in a moment. But first of all, let's go back to Southeast Wisconsin, WAUK in Milwaukee, and Brian in Milwaukee. Brian, what's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping?
Well, kind of both. For me, the clothes shopping is just because I'm a stocky, short guy. So I always have to go to like a casual DL and try everything on to make sure it fits, you know? But the grocery shop is a pain in the butt, too, because, of course, everyone's in a rush. So I make it easy. I have not stepped into a grocery store in the last 6 months. I order online, and I have someone else deliver it.
No, really? Now, this is fascinating to me. And could you, what's the name of, can you tell us the name of the store? Do you mind?
Walmart.
You go, see, I've heard a lot of people use this at Walmart.
I became a member of Walmart Plus, and I just put my order online. Now, keep in mind, there may be times that stuff's not in stock, and they'll notify you saying, sorry, this isn't in stock, you know, please order it again or whatever. But it's so convenient. I moved in with my parents. I have health issues, and I order my groceries online, pay for it online, and then I get, usually either I can choose when I want it delivered that day, next day, depending on what times they have available, and it's within a two-hour delivery window on the day I select.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Grocery pickup and delivery from stores like Walmart is a godsend for people with disabilities.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I just find it, I'm so glad you called in, because this is just fascinating to me.
I mean, and the thing is, too, with like Walmart, plus, not what I'm trying to promote any store, but
you're not making bank on this, but go ahead.
You can order more than just groceries and have them delivered.
Sure.
I mean, I've had clothes delivered. The only risk is if it doesn't fit, then what do I do? Well, now I have to run back to the store.
Well, see, but you bring up such an interesting point, and because I don't know, it's because I'm a tactile person or what it is. I don't know. I like picking out my own stuff. And certainly I realize there are folks who are, for whatever reason, aren't able to, or it's just not convenient. But, you know, I'm not a big order online for anything, although I've kind of gotten into Amazon since I was forced on, I wasn't forced, but Amazon Prime for watching sports. But I find it fascinating to talk to people who do this. And I know a lot of people, particularly not just in Milwaukee where you're at, but there are, to Zomer's point, and other, there are people in food deserts where there's not like a local grocery store, and this, and people don't want to go and walk around a huge Walmart. So they do what you did or do. So that's just fascinating. I appreciate you. Go ahead.
And then I talk to the drivers too, the delivery drivers. And sometimes I see, because I've been doing it for a few months now, I see the same delivery drivers, and it's like, God, is this like your full-time job? They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
We just stay in the system. And we just pick up order after order after order. So keep ordering. We'll see you next week. It's like, okay. Yeah,
right. Well, that's a great story. I appreciate you calling in, Brian. Appreciate your listenership well. Have a great day. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? A couple more here before we round this out. Let's see here. We have, I think we did this, but Mary in Tosa says grocery shopping is less fun. Also, Len in Madison on WAUK, clothes shopping is worse for me as I do it much less often and the price increases are more shocking. We did John in Oshkosh, WISS there in Oshkosh, saying hands down clothes shopping. Now, I'm not going to read what you wrote about yourself, but you're a larger guy, you say, so no regular stores have my size. I have to order everything online, hoping it fits true to size. Well, just like the last caller. And it does cost way more. Besides, grocery prices are sure to be cheaper any day now. As he puts a laughing emoji, you know, clearly tongue-in-cheek. Well, who else do we have here? We have on WAUK, a listener there in Milwaukee. Grocery shopping is worse because it's done more often. Also, Kurt in Madison, suggestion here. He says, maybe next time for what's worse, one, waiting in line at the self-checkout, wondering if the person in front of you is going to figure out how to use it. All right, I've been there. Or number two, waiting in line at the checkout while an older person keeps ramming you from behind with their cart. Kurt in Madison. Now, I've never been rammed from behind by an older person.
I have been an older person using a shopping cart in a grocery store. Let's clarify that as far as being rammed from behind by an older person. I don't think it was on purpose, but I have seen people who it does happen to on purpose.
Right. On WMDX, grocery shopping is a monotonous chore for me. Clothes shopping is more fun. Mark and Perdisac chiming back in. It's expensive to move things from aisle 3 to aisle 7, as he puts a laughing emoji. Let's see, what else we have here? Megan, listing on MDX here in Madison, but she is on Sun Prairie. She says, clothes shopping is worse. Finding something that fits is always a pain. The clothes almost never fit the same way twice from the same brand and style. Also, my husband does the grocery shopping, so I rarely have to think about it. Mary in Tosa says, grocery shopping is worse because the aisles limiting the number of items either you have behind you makes it more difficult. And Jude in East Troy says, hate clothes shopping because clothes aren't made the size that we remember. So sizes are impressively different. That was a lot of that. I love all the people weighing in. And I can tell you from working at, L.L. Bean for a while that listener is right. That there are certain brands now that are cutting their clothes bigger because guess what? Americans, by and large, are bigger, but they don't want to feel guilty about buying a bigger size. So a 34 waist is not necessarily an actual 34 waist. It might be a 35 or a 36, but it makes people feel better.
And don't even get into women's clothes where they have arbitrary numbers that mean literally nothing.
I haven't gotten into women's clothes in quite a while. But anyway, you know. All right, so here, Zomers, you go ahead and I'll tell So what's worse, Somers, grocery shopping or clothes shopping?
I'm going to put in here the caveat that I don't really enjoy either that much, depending on the store. But I'm going to say that clothes shopping is worse because grocery shopping, you know, I like food. Mm-hmm. I like to eat food. I like to cook food. And I can find some enjoyment in that as long as it's not in a maze like Woodman's. But clothes shopping, I'm a tall person. And whatever the average sizes are they have in stores just do not fit my body. Mm-hmm. But I can't just order clothes online because then they won't fit either. I need to be able to try it on because it's so annoying. And also I'm really bad at choosing things that look good for myself, which is why I like to just wear a t-shirt and jeans because it is easy and I don't have to think about it.
Oh, just take me like Trigby does and I'll help you buy your clothes.
I would like to dress more.
You dress fine, but I get what you're saying. It's not for it. Well, our friend Rob, listening out in RCE in Richland Center, asking, he says, I'm guessing that for you, it's food shopping is worse. For Zomers, it's clothes, just my guess. He says, I hate all shopping, but if I have to, I hate clothes shopping more. Rob, who has known me a long time, he is exactly right.
I figured.
I think the reason for me is, because usually I don't buy a lot of new clothes, but when I do, I kind of, you know, say, okay, well now, and I try to go to like outlet places or whatever, where it's like 50 or 75% off. And so I think, well, this will be kind of fun. I actually probably have more fun helping other people shop for clothes than myself. But when I go, I think, well, okay, this is kind of fun. It's something I need to do or want to do. where grocery shopping, it depends on where I shop. I've talked about this before. Metcalf's here in Madison. They actually, for years, had one or two people that would go through the store just looking for shoppers that seemed lost and would say, may I help you find anything? What are you? And they would know down to like the centimeter where something was at. It could take you right to it. So, I mean, that was great. But yeah, now look, nothing wrong with Woodman's. I've told this story before. The quick version is I was in Woodman's, whatever it was, 2020, like the night before the country shut down. And I ran into my friend Allison, not literally, but almost, but we said, this is like the apocalypse. I mean, people were, it was like the Cabbage Patch Dolls released in the late 80s, early 90s on Black Friday. People were grabbing rolls of toilet paper out of each other's carts. People were getting bloodied and bruised.
Yeah, that was not exclusive to Woodman's.
It was just crazy. And so if you go to places like that on the wrong night, you take your life in your own hands. So, but you know, part of that's on me for not planning my shopping better. So, you know, I like to shop at a nice grocery store, but if I had to choose, I would say I prefer shopping for clothes over shopping for food.
A listener in Oshkosh on WISS says, oh yeah, try shopping for shoes. Angry face emoji. Yeah, totally agree. My feet are also weird. Like they're very wide. And so I need to be able to try on shoes as well. Mm. And that's why the shoes that I'm wearing are falling apart and have been for, I think, over a year. And I just am dreading going back in to buy new shoes.
We need to get you a personal shopper, Zomers.
Yeah, I need to work on that.
All right, well, that wraps up this time's edition. That was a big one. People, I love it when people have feelings. So join us tomorrow in the 1 o'clock hour for another edition of What's Worse. All right, back to a little bit more serious news here as we take a turn. But still, news that's rather odd to me. According to CBS News, President-elect Donald Trump launched his own cryptocurrency on Friday, sparking a feverish buying that apparently sent markets capitalization soaring. Now, cryptocurrency, if you don't know, it's fine. You hear Bitcoin. Basically, people make crap up and say, hey, we're going to make up a Bitcoin. And it's nothing you can carry around in your purse or your pocket. It just exists digitally. And then people use actual money, like the dollar, to buy this stuff.
Well, the way that it originally was intended to work is something that avoids a mint so that it's not one country controlling it. Mm. It's every person can, they call it mine Bitcoins.
And that gets into quote unquote mine this, that if you're not actually mining like a physical, you're not mining for
your computer is doing complicated math.
And the larger these things get, the bigger the computers. And then they have to put it looks like a pole building, and it's usually in a rural community, and it takes up enormous amounts of energy. And it makes this weird whizzing sound like this.
Yeah, I can respect the original concept of Bitcoin, but it has gone way too far. And now what you said is entirely correct. Now people just make crap up.
And say, buy this.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, a financial asset that didn't exist 4 days ago is now most of Donald Trump's net worth. In the past, Trump ridiculed cryptocurrency. He said it was based in thin air, just like I said. Actually, something we'd agree upon. But last week on Friday, Trump launched his own crypto, and on paper only, its value. Did you look this up, Zomers? Do you want to take a guess? How much is the Trump crypto worth today?
$237.41.
No, overall, like that. You're saying overall?
Oh no, $16 billion.
Close.
What? No,
fifty.
Not close.
50 billion $50 billion.
That's insane.
Just like that, Trump joined the billionaires club running our federal government. Come back, talk more about it. Trump's crypto. You can't even tell who's buying this stuff. Come on now. We'll come on back. We'll talk more about it. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey,
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of the great civic media stations you are listening to across Wisconsin. And then coming up after the news, weather and sports. Sports with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, by the way, always on top of things. It will be the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4 today. Maggie talks about Donald Trump invoking the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 in his inaugural address yesterday. What is that law? And what does this mean to Wisconsinites? Maggie also breaks down the news of the day and what does the confluence of MLK Day and Trump's inauguration yesterday tell us about this moment. Coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show. And then after that, from 4 until 6, the Dom Selvia Show. Dom has a little overtime with Maggie Dawn. So there you go. You get a double dose of Maggie to begin the show, and then moves the conversation to phone lines to hear what callers think about the news of the day. So there you go. And that's the lineup. And then after Dom Selvia, you've got the great Pete Schwabe and Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, followed by Rick Smith Across America and our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Always a great program. And don't forget, you could hear Jane and Greg on Matt and Air on Air every day before our show from 10 until noon. And then you got Earl Ingram from 8 until 10 in the morning. And Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 8 in the morning. Have I missed anybody's numbers?
Probably.
Well, that wasn't my intention. Okay, I'm trying to be a team player, you understand?
What I meant by that is not probably you miss stuff all the time. Right. No, what I was saying is probably we have a lot of shows.
I mean, you got Mino and the Mayor over in Green Bay and Oshkosh.
The John and Gordy Show here in Madison.
Yeah, the John and Gordy Show here in Madison.
WFHR and WRCE, they have some of their own shows.
Yes. All the shows. All the shows. There are. As Miguel Vega once told me, that's a lot. Anyway, we're talking about Donald Trump a little bit here at the end of the show. And this is from the category of Did You Know? You watch ESPN, they have the segment called Did You Know? They give you a sports fact. Did you know where that Did You Know segment came from? Did you know?
No.
Years ago in college, Chris Myers was at ESPN for a long time. Now he's with Fox Sports. And he came to Platteville to do a talk in his early days at ESPN. And I was the one that got to drive him back to Madison the hour and a half to the airport. And we had a great conversation, told me a lot about the early days of ESPN. And he told me that he was the one that started that segment, Did You Know, on ESPN. And it was based off the fact that he was a big fan of Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. And Carson was one of his taglines. When somebody would say something that was kind of mildly interesting but wasn't a great guest, and Carson didn't really know where to go, he would listen, and then he'd say, I did not know that. That's where it came. That's where it came from. Did you know? So Donald Trump launched his own cryptocurrency on Friday, now valued at $50 billion with a B. Just like that, Trump joins the billionaires club running the federal government. And we have no way, by the way, of knowing which foreign or domestic players have enriched Trump by transferring millions to this new crypto. And on Sunday, First Lady Melania Trump launched her own crypto grift. And in 2 hours, it had $5 billion of deposits. Many voters may not have realized they were voting for self-dealing corruption. Who's investing, quote-unquote, that $55 billion into combined between President and Melania Trump's crypto business?
I imagine a lot of it is from the people who were sitting behind him as he was inaugurated.
You would think. But the Saudis put in a couple of bucks.
I'm sure they did.
Other people like that. Dubai. Might have put some money in there. Go quickly back to Karina. Karina, got to make it quick, but what do you have on crypto?
Hi, I'm back. Hey, you know what? People have to understand that the Trump is have amazing quality. I'm not saying it's a good one, but it is amazing to create a value out of thin air. Right. Example, TikTok, okay? So Biden administration, I'm not saying somebody good or bad. Biden administration just wanted to close and forget about it. Trump comes in and says, oh, no, this is what we're going to do. We're going to close it if you're not going to pay us. So he creates out of complete thin air, as he says, a $50 billion because now TikTok have a choice. Either it's going to be closed or they have to give us 50% of the United States, whatever it is. And then it's going to be active in America. So this is how these people, this person function. It creates a value. It creates a scandal or story or whatever it is, like he does right now with the childbirth. Right. It's a part of the Constitution. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, appreciate the call, Karina. And speaking of that, we'll probably have more coverage as the day progresses here on Civic Media. But breaking news, Wisconsin has joined other states and now filing a lawsuit, a federal lawsuit, against that, trying to get rid of birthright citizenship that Karina mentioned. A great show today. Yes, Donald Trump is many things, or not many things, but he knows how to sell. Can't deny that. And he's brought in $50 billion in less than a week on his Trump cryptocurrency. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Coming up tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and our old friend Trigvi Olsen is back with us on a Wednesday for Hump Day. Many thanks to Zommers and all of you for listening as well. We appreciate you. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, when did Republicans embrace rule by executive order? We dive in with John Nichols from the Cap Times and Nation Magazine. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than half a million students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation.
Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On his first full day in office, President Trump is expected to announce a $500 billion artificial intelligence infrastructure project.
It's a joint venture from three companies, OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle, and will collectively be called Stargate. It will open with a data center project in Texas and is expected to expand from there. $100 billion is expected to go out immediately. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Attorneys general from more than a dozen states have filed a lawsuit against President Trump's executive order seeking to limit birthright citizenship, claiming it is unconstitutional. Day three of the Gaza ceasefire holding. More aid trucks are arriving in Gaza, and Hamas is on schedule to release four more Israeli hostages this Saturday. Today, Israel's top general resigned, citing his failure to protect Israel from Hamas's October 7th attack. A major winter storm crippling parts of the South, Midwest, and East Coast. Snow and ice and dangerous temperatures dipping into the teens. This is ABC News.
I'm James.